New Hainesboro is updating its property tax system. Some residents are afraid this will increase their tax bill. Borough Manager Annette Kreitzer wants to reassure the public.
My goal is to not have a major increase in property tax. We're very sensitive to the fact that things are very expensive here in Haines, and an increase in the assessment is not going to necessarily translate into some increase in your property tax. We're going to work really hard to keep those rates stable.
On average, most homes' assessed values have increased. Michael Dolly has been contracted by the borough to improve the way property taxes are handled.
The average change this year is an increase of 17% from the 2022 assessed value. Each property is going to be different. That's an average. And so there are actually are some that saw a decrease. There are others that increased more than that 17%.
The borough will communicate clearly the change to property owners.
Now, one change we're making this year is that the assessment notice will list the prior year's assessed value besides this year's assessed value. So it'll be very easy for the taxpayer to compare. They won't have to go try and dig up last year's card or call us. It'll be right on the assessment notice. It'll show prior year's values and then current year's values.
The amount owed in taxes will depend on the mill rate. This rate can be lowered so that a property assessed at a higher value can be taxed at a lower rate, resulting in no changes in the amount owed by the property owners. Sheila Stewart is the chief fiscal officer for the borough. She says there are different mill rates applied to different parts of town.
So there are 10 separate mill rates in the borough, and those distinctions are caused by fire service areas and road maintenance service areas, the townsite service area. So depending on the level of service a property receives, they pay a different mill rate.
Stewart says the high service areas can have a rate about double the lowest service areas.
The highest mill rate in the tax year for 2022 was the Dalton Trail and Eagle Vista RMSA that paid 12.84, and the lowest mill rate is the borough rate that's paid at, you know, Excursion Inlet and other rural areas, and that was 6.67.
The borough assembly sets the mill rates, informed by the recommendations of the borough manager. The assembly could lower the mill rates to account for the overall increase in assessed values. Stewart explains.
For example, if the assessed values go up 16% and the mill rate stayed the same as it was in 2022, the borough would collect an additional 16% in property tax revenue. But in order to maintain the same level of service as we had, we probably don't need to collect another 16% in property tax revenue. So the assembly can choose to reduce the mill rate so that even though the assessed values may go up 16%, for example, the property tax revenue goes up less or stays the same.
Borough Manager Kreitzer says the borough is not trying to increase tax revenue through those higher assessed values.
What we might do is drop down to a level that's consistent with what's necessary for the budget. And so that's what we would be looking at for each of these mill rates.
Residents will start receiving the assessment notices next week. There is a 30-day appeal period. Property owners will be given the opportunity to contest the new assessed values throughout the month of April. Michael Dolly, the assessor, expects many people will want to ask questions.
There's lots of changes in the assessed values this year. We anticipate that people may have some questions, and we very much encourage them to touch base with us, call the office and talk to us, or stop in, and we're happy to explain the steps that were taken to look specifically at their assessed value and how and why it changed.
Dolly says if property owners are not convinced by his arguments, they have further recourse.
If they want to proceed to a formal review, if we haven't been able to answer their questions, there's a one-page form that they fill out, and we can help them with that. Then after the administrative review, if they still feel their value should be different than what we feel, then it becomes a formal appeal and goes before the Board of Equalization. And they're an independent body. Here it's the Assembly, sits as the BOE, and they consider what the appellant presents and what the assessor's office presents, and they make an independent determination.
In Haines, the Borough Assembly serves as the Board of Equalization. They will make the final decision in the case of an appeal. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePermanil.